yesterday, together, we began exploring the second foundation of mindfulness, or establishment of mindfulness. And in the evening, we touched on Thich Nhat Hanh, engaged Buddhism, the Bodhisattva precepts, and I mentioned the 14 mindfulness trainings. I was tempted to immediately this morning speak more about those trainings, the 14 mindfulness trainings, and begin exploring the third foundation of mindfulness. However, I think I'm going to leave that for this evening, and allow us all to explore the five mindfulness trainings of Thich Nhat Hanh, which links very closely to the precepts that Kirsten offered close to the beginning of this retreat. I'm really enjoying being here and with you, and I'm enjoying the conversations we're having in the evening, especially, and when we're working out how the retreat, Kirsten and I meet, obviously, how we're going to move forward. One of the clear things for us both is that Thich Nhat Hanh, Thai, encourages the folk in his tradition to be involved in socially engaged Buddhism, to take action, socially engaged action, which, as I said last night, is where this particular tradition comes from. It comes from fire, from the Vietnam War and many other areas of suffering in the last century and this. So we get involved. And so the teachings are sometimes expressed in different ways, and we'll explore that again tonight. And I'd like you to bear that in mind when I recite the five mindfulness trainings now. So bear in mind that this ethical framework and support to action, which I'm going to recite, is to support us in engaging with compassion, with great understanding, in the heat of the fire, when we choose the time, when we believe we are in the position to calmly, with ease and compassion and love in our hearts, go into the fire of socially engaged Buddhism, of action, with some of the challenges of the world today, here, now. So please bear that in mind. So what I'd ask you to do is please make yourself comfortable in a meditative position, on a chair, standing, sitting. I'll invite the bell. Find a good posture. And just follow your breathing. And we'll sit for about 30 minutes. And during that sit, I will offer the 5 mindfulness trainings and the introduction to it, which we don't always use, in order that you get a feel for what Thay is trying to offer to us. So I'll invite the bell again and allow us to sit in silence just for a while and then offer the introduction and then recite the 5 mindfulness trainings. The 5 mindfulness trainings. Represent the Buddhist vision for a global spirituality and ethic. They are a concrete expression of the Buddha's teachings on the 4 noble truths, the precepts, the Noble Eightfold Path, the path of right understanding and true love, leading to healing, transformation, and happiness for ourselves and for the world. to practice the five mindfulness trainings is to cultivate the insight of interbeing or right view, which can remove all discrimination, intolerance, anger, fear, and despair. If we live according to the five mindfulness trainings, we are already on the path of a bodhisattva. Knowing we are on that path, we are not lost in confusion about our life, in the present, or in fears about the future. The first mindfulness training, reverence for life. Aware of the suffering caused by the destruction of life, we are committed to cultivating the insight of interbeing and compassion, and learning ways to protect the lives of people, animals, plants, and minerals. We are determined not to kill, not to let others kill, and not to support any act of killing in the world, in our thinking, or in our way of life. Seeing that harmful actions arise from anger, fear, greed, and intolerance, which in turn come from dualistic and discriminative thinking, we will cultivate openness. We will cultivate openness, non-discrimination, and non-attachment to views in order to transform violence, fanaticism, and dogmatism in ourselves and in the world. the second mindfulness training. True happiness. Aware of the suffering caused by exploitation, social injustice, stealing, and oppression, we are committed to practicing generosity in our thinking, speaking, and acting. We are determined not to steal and not to possess anything that should belong to others. And we will share our time, energy, and material resources with those who need them. We will practice looking deeply to see that the happiness and suffering of others are not separate from our own happiness and suffering. That true happiness is not possible without understanding and compassion. And that running after wealth, fame, power, and sensual pleasures can bring much suffering and despair. I'm aware that happiness depends on my mental attitude and not on external conditions, and that I can live happily in the present moment by remembering that I already have more than enough conditions to be happy. We are committed to practicing right livelihood so that we can help reduce the suffering of living beings on earth and reverse the process of climate change. the third mindfulness training. True love. Aware of the suffering caused by sexual misconduct, we are committed to cultivating responsibility and learning ways to protect the safety and integrity of individuals, couples, families, and society. Knowing that sexual desire is not love, and that sexual activity motivated by craving always harms oneself as well as others, we are determined not to engage in sexual relations without true love and a deep, long-term commitment. We will do everything in our power to protect children from abuse and to prevent couples and families from being broken by sexual misconduct. Knowing that body and mind are one, we are committed to learning appropriate and skillful ways to take care of our sexual energy and cultivate loving kindness, compassion, joy, and inclusiveness. Which are the four basic elements of true love for our greater happiness and the greater happiness of others. Practicing true love, we know that we will continue beautifully into the future. the fourth mindfulness training. Loving speech and compassionate listening. Aware of the suffering caused by unmindful speech and the inability to listen to others, we are committed to cultivating loving speech and compassionate listening in order to relieve suffering and to promote reconciliation and peace in ourselves, among other people, ethnic and religious groups, and nations. Knowing that words can create happiness or suffering, we are committed to speaking truthfully, using words that inspire confidence, joy, and hope. When anger is manifesting in us, we are determined not to speak. We will practice mindful breathing and walking in order to recognize and to look deeply into our anger. We know that the roots of anger can be found in our wrong perceptions and lack of understanding of the suffering in ourselves and the other person. We will speak and listen in a way that can help ourselves and the other person to transform suffering and see the way out of difficult situations. We are determined not to spread news that we do not know to be certain, and not to utter words that can cause division or discord. We will practice right diligence to nourish our capacity for understanding, love, joy, and inclusiveness, and gradually transform anger, violence, and fear that lie deep in our consciousness. The fifth mindfulness training. Nourishment and healing. Aware of the suffering caused by unmindful consumption. We are committed to cultivating good health, both physical and mental, for ourselves, our family, and society, by practicing mindful eating, drinking, and consuming. We will practice looking deeply into how we consume the four kinds of nutriments, namely edible foods, sense impressions, volition, and consciousness. We are determined not to gamble or to use alcohol, drugs, or any other products which contain toxins, such as certain websites, electronic games, TV programs, films, magazines, books, and conversations. We'll practice coming back to the present moment to be in touch with the refreshing, healing, and nourishing elements in us and around us, not letting regrets and sorrows drag us back into the past, nor letting anxieties, fear, or craving pull us out of the present moment. We are determined not to try to cover up loneliness, anxiety, or other suffering by losing ourselves in consumption. We will contemplate into being and consume in a way that preserves peace, joy, and well-being in our body and consciousness, and in the collective body and consciousness of our family, society, and planet. So, dear friends, there are the five mindfulness trainings that are offered to members of the interbeing tradition to help support us engage with some courage and some compassion in the world that we live in today. And for those of us that choose, take social action against the challenges that we face with as open heart and as much courage and compassion as we have, as we've cultivated. The five mindfulness trainings can be, we offer transmission, so Dharma, a bit like Kirsten, offered. We offer transmission of the trainings to anyone who wishes to receive them. And they are open to anyone. I've offered the transmission to a number of Anglican priests, to atheists, to anyone who sees that the trainings can offer them a structure, some ethical guidelines to support them when they are living their life, engaging with the world. The transmission comes with a name, a lineage name, which helps support whoever chooses to receive them along their journey. For example, I was quite an angry young man, and Tai must have seen this. And if I was going to be involved in socially engaged work, then it was important for me to look deeply at that. So he offered me the name of True Ever-Present Peace, which I'm still working at, and will need a few more lifetimes, I think. Especially when I'm in the middle of the fire. Sometimes my seeds of anger can get touched. But he had the eye to see it. So I hope that offers you a practical exploration of the trainings in this tradition, which can't be confused with the 14 mindfulness trainings, which are slightly different and offer a wider scope and perhaps some deeper asks of us in everyday life. I think I'll finish there and look at my dear friend and any comments, questions, and I know there's some things that I think you wish to offer.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you. If I want to go to comments and thoughts, and I'm just like letting them sink in, you know. Oh, so I it's not that. So I just really resonate. There are deep asks, yeah. And maybe just to mention, when listening to you know, this expression of the five trainings, really important trainings, yeah, frameworks I can reflect my actions against, we can easily have the tendency. You know, and this happens also with the five precepts as I read them out, that they become a measuring where we hear it and we go like, oh my God, yeah, or whatever, can't do this, don't want to do this, oop, yeah. People, or including myself, you know, again, when I say people, I always include myself, getting a big stick out and hitting themselves. Or they go like, get cynical, yeah. So I just want to name this. and how to turn, to see suggestions, you know, for some maybe with a slightly different wording, slightly different emphasis, and seeing them as expressions of taking this life, this body, mind, heart serious. It's like, in a way, of what is possible here? What is possible for the heart mind? Not from a place of evaluating myself as good as or bad, but in terms of inviting really a liberating stretching of the heart. Yeah. And this is, I think, where they're coming from, you know, it invites this liberating stretching of the heart. And I'm also aware that people, no, we are conditioned in a certain way to hear things like this, where the heart actually closes down. So, just a short. So I went there, wonder where this lands, where is landing myself. So thank you for bringing this into this hall, you know. Thank you. So dear friends. continuation, because where can we start? You know, where can we start? We can start where we are right now, in our responses, reactions, in our contractions, expansions of having had this pebble thrown into our pond of consciousness. Might go like this, or might go like, yeah. So to just really acknowledge no right or wrong response. That's where I am right now with it. No need to take anything from it to create yet another identity. Either the identity we want to become, thus denying where we are, and so forth. I can go on now. So continuing with your practice of arriving in your location, honing in into this sensitive instrument. I also had this thought, I just want to mention it, you know, you mentioned quite a lot coming into the here and now, which I never use. It's really interesting, you know, I never use this term, you know, I have some kind And I just thought last night, you know, maybe the equivalent, you know, it's slightly different, but the equivalent is landing in your location. Yes. Yeah, it's like landing in your, which is not so much temporal, yeah, but it has a little bit more spatial dimension to it. Yeah, just thought I had. So landing in your location. And also, we will just want to say that we will put up a piece of paper. So if there is any need from your side where you think that a short, like 10-15 minute meeting with either me or Dean would be really helpful to help you in your practice on this retreat, please put your name down, and also being aware that we have the small group meetings where you can bring things to, you know, where you can bring questions, you can ask, and so we really invite this, we want to really offer this from a wish to support you, you know, to support you on your retreat, in your practice on the retreat. So we will put up a list and you just write your name on, and then Dean and I will endeavor to meet your requests. We will endeavor to meet it. Yeah. So it's a really generous invitation. If this would be of help, anything you don't feel appropriate to bring to the group, you know, if this we want to really offer this, and also we want to say we have our might be limited, you know, what we can offer. Anything you like to add? Yeah, good enough. Okay. Enjoy your walking, enjoy your continuation of practice, and group A will be meeting with D now in the lounge. Thank you. We meet back here at 11:15. Thank you.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
I suspect if there is interest in the five mindfulness trainings, and you want to just relook at what I've offered you when you've been in a meditative state, then if you just go onto the Plum Village website, you can download it as a PDF for, you know, for nothing. So, yeah, for free. Yeah, it's free. So by all means, do that.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.